at 19-1. But you got to win this one tonight to get one on Thursday night. Quarterfinal 3A Silver Lakes Upstate game. Here from Hiawatha, Red Hawks hosting Marysville. As we're getting ready for the tip-off, and looks like we had a fan spill something near courtside, so a quick pause as they clean up this mess. It's not on the floor, but it's close enough to where they want to make sure they get it cleaned up. Hiawatha will go from right to left here in the first half. Marysville from left to right. The junior, Rook Williams, for Marysville will jump against a 6'1 senior, Joel Bryan, for Hiawatha. So here we go. Mess is cleaned up. Playoff basketball continues. Hiawatha from right to left. Marysville from left to right. The officials signal the table. Nod of the head. We're good to go. Ball is up. Tip to the backcourt. And Marysville, the opening possession here in this one tonight. It is Rook Williams. Hands it off left side to Jesperson. Now Peyton Smith gets a touch right side on the wing. Top of the key to Lauer. He wants to pull up from the elbow. Nearly banked it in. No good. A rebound here for Hiawatha, brought in by Joel Bryan. First possession for the Red Hawks. Here's Alcaldi with it. Right side pass into the corner. It goes to Gilbert. Gilbert drives. Layup good. Carson Gilbert, the 6'3 senior, gives Hiawatha the early 2-0 lead, 35 seconds in. Here's Jesperson. Gets it up the floor for Marysville. Hands it off to Otat, the freshman, who drives and lays it in for two. The 6-foot freshman, Will Otat, ties the game at 2-2, 50 seconds into the first. There's a whistle, there's a travel. Top of the key is Barnhill. Forgot to put the dribble down on taking his first two steps. And our first turnover of the game, we'll give it back to Marysville. Not quite a minute in, we're tied at 2. Good crowd on hand here at the Roundhouse tonight. Here's the freshman Otat up the floor, gets it off to Jesperson. Now right side, this is Peyton Smith. Wants to go baseline, gets all the way underneath. Reverse layup is good. Peyton Smith, a big body, a reverse layup. Makes it 4-2 Marysville. Here's a pull-up Jay quickly that's banged home by Carson Gilbert. And he's got all four for the Red Hawks. And we're tied at 4. Not quite 90 seconds into the first. Rook Williams, the junior, has it top of the key. Some low dribbles, hands it off to the freshman Otat. Stands high right, waist high, dribbles with the left hand. Gets it off to Peyton Smith, top of the key. Hesitates, fires, and drills a triple. Peyton Smith from downtown, and he's got 5, and it's a Marysville 7-4 lead. Early portions of the first. Ashton Rocky kicks it up top. This is Barnhill. Now a deep three by Gilbert's no good, and a rebound for Peyton Smith. Leading rebounder for the Bulldogs, hands it off to the freshman Otat. 7-4 lead, 2 minutes in for Marysville. They have a good pace and a good look to him here early on. Here's Rook Williams. Dribbles in, hands it off to Lauer, who pulls up, and that is pure. A little fadeaway Jay from the right corner. Jack Lauer has his first bucket, makes it 9-4 Marysville. Here's a layup inside by Alcaldi. That is good, and that's his first bucket. 9-6 Marysville. 5.5 minutes left here in the first. Here's Lauer down the middle, all the way. Layup trickles off, no good. Gets his own rebound underneath, and a shot is up, no good, and a foul. And Jack Lauer will shoot free throws for Marysville. We get our first foul of the game. And it's Joel Bryan who picks it up. So Jack Lauer, the 6'1 junior, at just under 16 points per game. He rips the thread on the free throw. He's got 3. It's a 79% free throw shooter. And the second good as well. 2 for 2. He's got 4. 11-6 Marysville. Just under 5:20 to go here in the first. Here is Carson Gilbert up top to Barnhill. Man-to-man defense by Marysville. Alcaldi with it. Between the rings out high. Shuffles a pass, one-handed to Gilbert, left side. Left side on the wing, Barnhill has it, trying to split two all the way. Layup good, and an offensive foul is called. As Peyton Smith takes the charge. And that's a nice take there by Barnhill, but he's going to be called for the charge, his first foul. Second team foul. Marysville getting it back, leading 11-6, three-plus minutes into this ballgame. Here's Jesperson up the floor. Left side pass to Rook Williams. Hands it back to Jesperson. Curls. Nice backdoor cut. Layup is good. Peyton Smith. He's got 7 already. And that is the lead right now for Marysville at 13-6. Now Caldy gets bumped. Top of the key. A whistle and a foul. Redhawks will keep. But a scorching start here for Marysville. Rook Williams will pick up this foul. His first team first. And they got Rook Williams. How about Rhett Williams? The 6'3 junior checks in. Also, Sanders Zutterman, a junior as well, into the game for the Bulldogs. Cameron Boswell is in. Also here for Hiawatha, the 6-foot freshman. Alcaldi stops, turns, fades, fires, and hits. Mario Alcaldi now with 4, makes it 13-8 Marysville at 4:20 left in the quarter. Here's Lauer. They want to get it inside. Beautifully done, and a nice backdoor cut. Layup good for Xander Zutterman, who just checked in. Makes it 15-8 Marysville. Nice dump pass, layup no good. Tipped for the rebound inside, and Joe Bryant had an opportunity, but second chance he's bumped and fouled. As Jack Lauer picks up this one, his first, team second. And the foul is on the floor. Alcaldi will throw it in. 4:02 left here in the first, 15-8, Marysville. Joe Bryan at the elbow, working on the block. Caught in a double team and a whistle and a foul. Team foul number 3. Another one on the floor. Devin Tomer, a 6'4 junior, into the game. Picks up that foul for Marysville. Bryant inside. Fades. Off the window. No good. And a rebound for Tomer, who just picked up that foul. Marysville up the floor with a 15-8 lead and under 4 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Zutterman. Right side on the wing. Checks it left. Now Jesperson, a baseline drive up top. Rook Williams, a triple. This one not there. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Carson Gilbert has this one. Alcaldi, top of the key. Right side pass to Rocky. Baseline drive. Bryan is drilled to the floor. And a whistle and a foul. As free throws are coming up here for Joel Bryan. I believe it's Rook Williams who picks up this one. That's his second. And Joel Bryan, the 6'1 senior, will shoot 2. 66% on the year at the line. Too strong off the heel. No good on the first. Willow Tott, the freshman, back in, replacing Rook Williams. Just picked up his second foul. Second free throw coming up here for Joel Bryan. That one off the heel. No good as well. And a rebound for Otot. Marysville from left to right works it up the way. 15-8 their lead at 3:20 to go here. In the first quarter. Here's Zutterman, top of the key to Otot. Works to the elbow, kicks to Tomer. Now left side to Otot, the freshman. Gets inside, kicks it. Rhett Williams, a drive, layup, spins in there. Rhett Williams is on the board. 17-8 Marysville, and a timeout for Hiawatha. At 3 minutes to go here in the first, it is a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. What a start here. 5 minutes in, 17 points already for the Bulldogs. 7 for Peyton Smith, 4 for Jack Lauer, and then 2 apiece by Otot, Zutterman, and Rhett Williams. The 8 points from Hiawatha, 4 from Gilbert, and 4 from Alcaldi. Both teams entered this game at 9-11. The 4-5 seeds in this 3A sub-state. Scott Brown, the head coach for Marysville. Gary Smith, the head coach for the Red Hawks. Out of the timeouts, Hiawatha with it, down 9 at 17-8. This is Al Caldy looking up at the scoreboard. Sees under 3 minutes, wanting a high ball screen from Gilbert. Kicks it right. Rocky has it, driving inside, and then a kicked ball inside, so Hiawatha keeps it. Kicked away underneath by Jesperson. Now Caldy will throw it in. Trying to get it inside to Brian, not there. Over the top pass, it goes to Rocky on the wing. Here is Boswell, kicks it left side. Now Gilbert has it top of the key, right side pass to Rocky. Perimeter passing here, now Boswell left corner. Right now it's a 2-3 zone here for Marysville. Free throw line jumper short by Brian, trying to fight for his own rebound. Gets it underneath, and he lays it in. Good extra hustle and muscle from Joel Brian. He's got two. 17-10 Marysville. Pass deflected out of bounds by Brian, pleading his case that it was off Williams, but Marysville will keep it. Jesperson comes out as Peyton Smith will check back in for the Bulldogs. A 7-point Marysville lead. It's 17-10. 2:17 left here in the first. Smith, 2-0 taut inside, but he shuffled the feet and is called for a travel. First turnover by Marysville. Here comes another sub as Thomas Behrens, a 6-foot junior, is going to check in for the Bulldogs, or he will next dead ball. Here's Al Caldy, left side on the wing for Hiawatha. 2 minutes to go here in the first. They're down 7. Brian gets inside. Good kick. Al Caldy, a ball fake. 15-foot J. Too strong. Rebound far side. Otot has it for Marysville. Long pass up the way. Zutterman drives. Layup good with the right hand from the left side. Zutterman with 4. 19-10 Marysville. 1:43 and counting. First quarter. Al Caldy near side. Pass to Rocky. Into the corner, Boswell. Al Caldy is passed to nobody. Intercepted. Third turnover by Hiawatha. Here's Otot, the freshman, with 90 seconds to go. Spins, drives, layup good. Will Otot now with 4. And it's a 21-10 lead here for Marysville with 1:20 to go here in the first. Gilbert, right side pass to Rocky. Brian at the elbow. Boswell in the corner. A triple. In and out, no good. Rebound for Tomer. 65 seconds to go. Marysville with the ball, leading 21-10. Rhett Williams with it, works towards the left corner, gets it up top to Otot. Now Smith wants to drive, takes it all the way, shot up, no good. Actually, it went in, but they called the foul on the floor. It's Joel Bryan who picks up his second. Couple subs, Brant Barnhill back in. And Jake Rieger is also in the game here for Hiawatha. 48 seconds to go here in the quarter. Lauer back in for Marysville. Spins. Looking inside to Smith. Shot is up and good. Peyton Smith now with 9. 23-10. Marysville putting on an offensive clinic here in the first period. Here's Rocky left side to Boswell in the corner. 30 seconds left here in the first. Rocky gets it right back. Now Boswell in the right corner. They reverse it back, top of the key with Barnhill. Rocky, Boswell in the corner, 19 seconds to work. Trying to play for the final shot. Al Caldy bouncing one to Barnhill, right side on the wing. Al Caldy up top. Now 10 seconds to go. Guarded by Zutterman. Gets it to Boswell in the corner for 3. Good, big shot by Boswell. Makes it 23-13. A heave at full court, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Marysville come out scorching hot offensively, and they lead here on the road 23-13 after the first 8 minutes. Second quarter coming your way next here on Kansaland Radio.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Hanzaland Radio.
Great start by Marysville here at Hiawatha. They lead the Redhawks 23-13 as we start the second quarter here in this sub-state quarterfinal matchup. There's a deflection and a steal in the backcourt. Otot has it. Passing it up and a shot no good by Williams. And then this one is taken away by Boswell. And now he wants to get it up to Joel Bryan, who lays it in for two. Big bucket for Joel Bryan. He's got four. Makes it 23-15, Marysville. Here's Otot, the freshman, inside. Good dump pass to Smith for an easy two. Peyton Smith already with 11 here in the first half. Lead back to 10 at 25-15. Alcaldi a drive. Layup no good, but a whistle and a foul. Peyton Smith picks up the foul, his first, team fifth. Alcaldi will shoot two free throws. 4 points tonight. He's 27-43 at the line this season, 62.8%. And he gets the first to go. He's got five. Jacob Rieger back into the game. Also, Boswell back in as well. Second free throw is good. So six now for Alcaldi. The lead is eight for Marysville at 25-17. Marysville will walk it up the floor, getting the play call from head coach Scott Brown. Otot to Jesperson, back to Otot. Zone defense here for Hiawatha. They get it to the right side. A corner three, book it. Jack Lauer, seven, and his 44th triple of the season makes it 28-17 Marysville. Continuing their hot shooting stretch here in the first half. Boswell wants to take it all the way. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Rhett Williams. And the Redhawks will keep it. Brant Barnhill is going to check back in for Hiawatha. And Rieger a quick breather. In and out fairly quickly. Rocky to throw it in for Hiawatha. Left side of his own backboard. Over the top to the elbow. It goes to Bryan. Spins inside, a lot of contact, no call, but bouncing it up top to Boswell. Gets to the elbow, kicks it up top to Barnhill. Resetting, driving on Smith, floater with the right hand, short, Smith the rebound. Now Marysville, controlling the pace, 90 seconds into the second quarter, they lead by 11. Here's Otot, wanting to skip it, not there, bouncing it left side to Jesperson. Now it's a long three for Lauer again. A heat check. That one no good. And Rocky out and running here for Hiawatha. Far sideline. Swings a pass underneath. That's deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay with Hiawatha. 6:13 until halftime. The Marysville lead is 28-17. They hung up 23 in the first quarter. And continuing their hot stretch. And there's a pass that's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover for Hiawatha. Miscommunication on that inbounds play. And Marysville gets it back, leading by 11. Early portions here of the second quarter. Here's Jesperson, left side to Otot. Gets it to Lauer in the corner, spins away, and a travel is going to be called against Lauer. So a turnover by Marysville. We'll give it back to the Redhawks. Hiawatha gets it in. Here's Rocky near sideline being chased. Bouncing one inside. It is out of bounds, and it's going back to Marysville. Another turnover as Joel Bryan couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. And the Marysville lead at 28-17. We're 2-plus minutes into the second. Hiawatha continuing to extend that zone out beyond the three-point line. Good pass, and Peyton Smith inside, too easy. 13 in the game already for Peyton Smith. Over his season average, and the lead is 13 at 30-17. Here's Rocky Boswell in the corner, spinning on Williams. Nice ball fake, but kicks it back to Gilbert, who fires a three, and that's good. Big shot for Carson Gilbert. He's got seven. That's his 30th three of the season. It's a 10-point game and a timeout for the Red Hawks. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 5:18 left, first half. Marysville 30, Hiawatha 20. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansas Land Radio.
Marysville leading here at Hiawatha, 30-20, 5:18 until halftime. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman here with you from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha High School. The Hiawatha girls escaped in the first game, 51-46, eliminating Marysville from the sub-state tournaments. And the Lady Redhawks await the winner of Nemaha Central and Sabetha, which will be played tomorrow night. And we'll have that one for you on Kansas Land Radio and the Sabetha channel as well at MSCSports.net. But a rare doubleheader tonight for Substate Hoops. We'll have plenty of those later on in the week. Here's a three left corner that's no good. Rebound for Hiawatha. Checked in by Joel Bryan. Top of the key it goes. Barnhill hands it off to Gilbert around a screen. Turns, fires a 15-footer. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound Marysville. Jesperson has it, the 6'4 senior. Williams, right corner, baseline drive, kicks it up top to Otot. Otot, top of the key to Jesperson. Otot gets it back for three, off the heel, too strong. Peyton Smith the rebound, keeps the possession alive for the Bulldogs. Into the corner, Lauer a three, short, and a rebound here for Hiawatha's Carson Gilbert. Boswell, into the corner. Rocky, a good look for three, this one not there. Chasing it down into the corner, and Barnhill has it. Second chance opportunity here for the Redhawks. Up top it goes to Gilbert. Over the top pass inside and taken away by Williams inside, and Bryan hits the floor. Fans wanted a foul, no call. Smith inside, shot is up, no good. But a whistle and a foul is on the floor, I believe. At 4:06 left here in the second. Carson Gilbert picks up this foul, his first. Team foul number four. Zutterman back in for Marysville. Also, Alcaldi back in as well for Hiawatha. Marysville lead is 30-20. Coming up on that halfway point here in the second quarter. Nice little dump down pass inside. No good by Jesperson, but he gets his own miss. A three straight on is no good by Williams, and that miss chased in the corner by Rocky. Here comes Hiawatha pushing the tempo a little bit. Down 10, over halfway into the second quarter. Alcaldi, your right side pass into the corner to Barnhill. Alcaldi gets it back, but a lazy pass. It's intercepted. Here's Lauer. Spins underneath. Shot is up. Shot is good. Jack Lauer with nine. 32-20 Marysville. 3:30 to go until halftime. Alcaldi to Boswell for three. Got it. Quick response by Cameron Boswell. His second triple. He's got six. 32-23 Marysville. Under 3:20 left in the half. Here's Otot, right side. Rhett Williams in the corner. Otot swings it left side, gets it right back on the wing. Perimeter passing, Otot steps in. Layup is good, and the foul. The freshman, Will Otot, now with six and a chance at a three-point play. Hiawatha foul on Joel Bryan, and that's his third. Carson Gilbert right back in. Also David Keough, the junior. First time we see Keough tonight. 34-23 after the bucket. Otot with six here in the first half. too strong on the free throw, but an offensive rebound by Zutterman. Marysville has it again. Why not? Lauer, a three. It is good. Jack Lauer from downtown, 37-23 Marysville. At 2:50 left here in the first half, and Lauer has 12. Dumped down to Keough inside, whistle and a foul. Keough will shoot two. Nice find there by Gilbert. Stops the clock at 2:44. As the foul's on Sam Jesperson, that's his first, team fifth. Correction, team sixth. David Keough, a 46% free throw shooter. Checking in and missing the first free throw, no good. Devin Tomer checks back in for Marysville. Also, Boswell right back in as well for Hiawatha. 37-23, Marysville by 14 at 2:44 left until halftime. Keough has another free throw. The righty shoots and delivers. Makes it 37-24 at 2:40 and counting here until halftime. Jack Lauer has it, top of the key. Right side pass, it goes to Jesperson, gets it right back. Lauer does, top of the key. They want to set it up into the corner for Lauer. Open for three, this time not there. Battle for the rebound. Keough had it knocked away, and Marysville has it for another one. Tomer has it. Now Jesperson, top of the key. Jack Lauer, open again. Why not? And this one rims out, no good. Alcalde the rebound here for Hiawatha. And then his pass is intercepted. Another turnover by the Redhawks. Numbers, three-on-one break. Layup good. Sanders Zutterman with six. 39-24, Marysville driving here in the first half. Alcalde bouncing at Keough inside. Whistle and a foul. And another good find for Keough inside, but he's right back to the line to shoot two. Jesperson picks up his second, team seventh. Keough shooting two more. One for two just a moment ago. First one here, no good. Peyton Smith, Willow Tott, check back in. Carson Gilbert back in as well here for Hiawatha. Keough the junior, just under 2 points, two rebounds per game. He goes one for two. And has two. 39-25, Marysville by 14, under 1:50 to go here in the first half. An impressive offensive display here by the Bulldogs in the first couple of quarters. Here's Lauer, right side on the wing, spins away from a defender, left side pass to Zutterman for three, short. And a rebound here by Barnhill for Hiawatha. Gilbert up the floor, layup, just off the rim, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up for Gilbert. Foul on Zutterman, his first, teammate. So Carson Gilbert, a 61.5% free throw shooter. 7 points here in the first half, halfway to his season average. Gilbert's missing the first free throw, no good. Redhawks as a team just above 60% at the line this season. Rhett Williams will check in for Tomer. Second free throw by Gilbert. That one is good. So he goes one for two. He's got eight. 39-26. Marysville by 13 at 1:20 left here in the first half. They settle back into their zone defense. Lauer bouncing it to Otot. Into the corner with Williams. Thought about a baseline drive. Cut off. Lauer top of the key. Otot on the wing. Lauer ball fakes. Between the rings. Backs it out a little bit. Otot gets it. Wants to split two. Skips it. Zutterman thought about it. Now Lauer gets it. Pulls up from 15. That is strong. Tipped rebound. Keough has it, but a whistle and a foul on Marysville. So we'll walk the other way for free throws. Rhett Williams picks up the foul as first. Team ninth. So it's Ashton Rocky that'll shoot this 1-1. The 5'8 junior at just under 6 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. He's yet to score tonight, but he does hit the first free throw here, and he'll get the bonus. Makes it 39-27, Marysville, at just under a minute to go in the first half. Second for Rocky. That one is good. So the first 2 points from Rocky at the charity stripe. Lead 11 for Marysville at 39-28. Marysville walks it up the floor. See if they want to play for the final shot. They got 45 seconds to work. Otot, Lauer playing back and forth with it. Top of the key. Now Otot gets inside. Kicks it left side to Zutterman. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now Otot to the free throw line. Picks it up there. Hands it off to Lauer. Top of the key with 28 seconds to go. They'll reset. Head coach Scott Brown now calling out, let's get one shot. And Otot backs it out now with 18 seconds to work. And Marysville with the lead. Want to play for the final shot here in the first half. Down to 11 seconds. Here's Otot. Peyton Smith inside. Shot is up no good, but they get a traveling call on Peyton Smith. The Bulldogs, all that time, they get it down to 8 seconds. Turn it over. Now Hiawatha gets a chance. Here's Gilbert up the floor. 4 seconds. Rocky to Keo inside. Shot is up no good, but he's fouled from behind with a second to go. And Keo will shoot 2 free throws. As Lauer picks up the foul, his second, team 10. So Keo has played just a couple of minutes here in the first half, and he's shooting his 5th and 6th free throws. He's 2 for 4, and make it 2 for 5 as he's short on that one. 39-28 Marysville, 1.1 seconds remain. Keo for his second. He gets this one. So all 3 trips, he goes 1 for 2. And Williams gets one up from half court. No good. And that's the end of the first half. It's a 10-point Marysville lead here at Hiawatha. 39-29 our score. Halftime is next. Presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Fall in love with the February special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large Meat Eater's pizza for just $17.99. All the meats, no fillers, piled high on delicious Pizza Bakery crust. Then sweeten up with a streusel, cherry or apple dessert pizza, or warm up with some wings. And don't forget about the hot case with several options to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. Get the large Meat Eater's Pizza on special this month at the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Boys game at the half here at Hiawatha, and the Bulldogs of Marysville, 39-29 their lead as they explode in the first half. They put up 23 in the first quarter. They led Hiawatha 23-13 after the first 8 minutes, but Hiawatha crawling back, and both teams with 16 points in the second period. And we sit at 39-29 Marysville at the half. So let's get you the numbers from the first half, and we'll start with the Bulldogs. It's been the Peyton Smith and Jack Lauer show. Smith with 13, Lauer with 12. They got six apiece from Willow Tott and Sanders Zutterman, and then 2 points by Rhett Williams. For the Red Hawks, 8 points from Carson Gilbert to lead the way in the first half. Mario Alcaldi with six. Also six from Cameron Boswell on a couple of threes. Four from Joel Bryan. Three from David Keough. And then two from Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha had 9 turnovers. They were 8 of 14 at the line. Marysville had just 3 turnovers. They were 2 of 3 at the line. The Bulldogs out-rebounding the Red Hawks 11-10. More halftime after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
This is for Kaling from Everest, Kansas, and I would recommend using Holt House Auto House to buy your next car. I bought an 03 Chevy Tahoe. Very quick, very easy. I saw it on a Thursday, and we bought it Friday. They're very friendly people, and they're there to help you navigate what kind of vehicle you would want and for the best price possible.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Marysville leading Hiawatha at halftime, 39-29. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Taking a look at this upstate boys bracket in Class 3A. We have, obviously, this game, the 4-5 matchup with Hiawatha hosting Marysville tonight. Winner of this one will get the winner of Royal Valley and Jeff West. That is the 1-8 matchup. But the lower half of this bracket as the semifinal sets, as the 2-seed Thunder of Nemaha Central defeated Rossville tonight 61-41. And the Blue Jays of Sabetha, they win over Silver Lake 47-35. So Nemaha Central and Sabetha, one half of this sub-state semifinals, which will be played on Thursday night. Take one final 2-minute timeout. When we come back, second half coming your way. Marysville by 10 here at the Roundhouse. Back in 2 minutes for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GM Bank.
We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The Moyle & James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle & James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
All right, getting set for the second half. Here from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha, Marysville with a 10-point lead over the Red Hawks at 39-29. The other game we were looking for in this sub-state quarterfinals was the top seed Royal Valley as they took care of business against Jefferson West. 84-33 that final. So winner of this one will get Royal Valley, one of the best teams in 3A, on Thursday night at Silver Lake. The other semifinal Thursday night will be Nemaha Central against Sabetha. So here we go. We switch sides. Marysville will go from right to left. Hiawatha from left to right. Marysville leading by 10. We'll have the ball to start the second half. Both teams rocking starters, just how they did at the beginning of the game. And the pass is in, and we're underway. It's Jesperson with it, top of the key, bouncing one inside to Smith. Had it knocked away, and a steal by Barnhill. Good defense by Hiawatha on their first possession. Barnhill, top of the key. Now Alcaldi has it between the rings out high. Just getting going. Second half, a 10-point Marysville lead. That one deflected, kicked out of bounds. Red Hawks will keep it. There's Alcaldi, will throw it in. Right side of his own backboard. Now the officials meeting at the top of the key to discuss something. Nothing changes. Hiawatha with it. So we'll set up Alcaldi here. Underneath the bucket, over the top to Brian. Inside, working on Williams, spinning on him, trying to ball fake. Muscles his way up and in. Nicely done by Joel Brian. He's got six. Makes it 39-31, Marysville. See if Hiawatha has a push in him. Here's Smith, right side on the wing. Spinning on Brian, gets it up top here to Jesperson. Now it's Lauer for three, and that is pure. Jack Lauer from downtown, and he's got 15. That's a big shot. Makes it 42-31. Hiawatha with the answer from the left corner is good from Ashton Rocky. He's got five. 42-34. Back-to-back triples, one by each squad. Here's Smith. Hands it off to Otat, the freshman up top. Looking for Lauer on a cut. Not there. Instead, it's Smith on the wing. They get Williams on a cut inside. Had it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul. First foul the second half against Hiawatha's Ashton Rocky. That is his first. And Marysville will throw it in underneath their own buckets into the right corner with Lauer. Gets by a defender, had it knocked away on the drive and taken away by Bryan. So back-to-back turnovers, or at least two turnovers in their first three possessions. Marysville in the second half. 42-34, Hiawatha with it, down eight. Here's Barnhill inside. Bryan, shot is up short, but a whistle and a foul. Two free throws coming up here for Joel Bryan. First foul on Marysville. They'll get this one on Rook Williams. That's his third. So Joel Bryan, 0 for 2 tonight at the stripe. 6 points, 3 rebounds. He cans that one. He's got 7. Makes it 42-35 Marysville. Rhett Williams checks into the game for the Bulldogs. Second for Joel Bryan, up and good. So he goes 2 for 2. He's got 8. 42-36, and quietly Hiawatha back to within 6. Defense by Hiawatha in the backcourt, brought up the floor here by Jesperson. Gets it to the free throw line with Lauer, and an offensive foul is going to be called as Lauer swung through and caught Rocky with an elbow. So it's the third foul on Jack Lauer. We get a whistle and a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 6:08 left, third quarter. Hiawatha trailing Marysville, 42-36. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha chipping away, getting right back into it. Early portions of the third quarter. Marysville lead down to 6. 42-36. 6:08 left here, third quarter. Out of the timeout, Hiawatha will have the ball. Marysville will settle back into a man-to-man defense. Here is Alcaldi. Far sideline up the way. Cuts it back, top of the key. Stops there, looking right. Hesitates that way. Now wants to go back left. Hands it off here to Rocky. Rocky has it top of the key. Right side pass, it goes to Joel Bryan. Working on Williams. Gets to the top of the key. Spins, looking, still looking. Had it knocked away by Williams, but gets it back. And then a whistle and a foul. A lot of contact inside, as Rhett Williams will pick up the foul, his second, and team third. Hiawatha to throw it in. 5:45 left here in the third. 42-36 Marysville. Rocky, floater, right corner, no good from 10. Rebound for Marysville, brought in there by Jesperson. And we get a whistle and a foul on Hiawatha here as Rocky runs into Williams on a screen attempt and barrels through him, so Rocky picks up his second, team second. As Jesperson will come out, as Lauer is right back into the game with 3 fouls. Marysville with it, 5.5 minutes left here in the third. They lead it 42-36. Here's Peyton Smith, top of the key, crossing over, spins, gets to the bucket and lays it in. Fundamentals for Peyton Smith. He's got 15, 44-36 Marysville. We get a whistle and a foul, far side of the floor. Team foul number 4 on Marysville. They get Xander Sunderman, who just checked in. Here's Cameron Boswell back in for the Red Hawks as well, taking the spot of Gilbert. So the Red Hawks have it, down 8, 44-36, with just over 5 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Rocky, left corner, dribbles out of some trouble, guarded by Lauer. Boswell, left side pass to nobody and out of bounds, and a turnover for Hiawatha. Marysville getting it back. 8-point lead. 3 minutes into the third. Freshman Otot. But 6 points in the first half. Brings it up the floor. Picks it up high left. Dumps it off to Lauer. Lauer gets to the free throw line. Fades. Pulls up. No good on the shot. And Otot, with a lot of contact, gets the rebound, keeps it alive. Rhett Williams will drive, kicks it in underneath, and it's Peyton Smith for another bucket. He's got 17. 46-36. Alcaldi on a drive and lays it in. Big bucket here for Mario Alcaldi. He's got 8. 46-38 Marysville. Under 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Sanders Sutterman. Right corner. Now it works left side to Otot. Top of the key to Peyton Smith. Hands it off to Zutterman, high right. Back near side here to Otot. Top of the key. Backs it out. Zutterman right corner. Short corner pass. Peyton Smith inside. A whistle and a foul. And we got two free throws coming up here for Peyton Smith, who's had a monster night. Or I think they're going to say it's on the floor. After a brief discussion with the officials, as Barnhill picks up the foul, his second, team third, Gilbert right back in for Rocky. So they will call it on the floor. Otot to throw it in. Gets Rhett Williams on a cut, but backs it out into the corner. Spins away from Barnhill up top. It's Lauer from downtown, and he cans another triple. Lauer with 18, Smith with 17, 49-38 Marysville. Alcaldi, a drive, layup no good, but a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 3:48 left here in the quarter. Otot picks up the foul, his first, team fifth. Alcaldi will shoot two. 8 points tonight, 2 for 2 at the line, make it 3 for 3. Devin Tomer checks back in for Marysville. Boswell back in for Hiawatha. Now Caldy with a second free throw. That one's good. He's into double figures with 10. 49-40 Marysville. 3:45 left to go, third period. Here is Lauer working top of the key. Shovels it off to Jesperson, a deep three. Got it. Sam Jesperson from downtown. His 34th three ball of the season. 52-40 Marysville. Long pass near side. Barnhill has it high right to Boswell on the wing. Marysville right now sitting in a 2-3 zone. Boswell gets it in the right corner. Quick touch pass to Barnhill, high right. Not a lot of movement here by the Redhawks offensively. They'll reset up top with Barnhill. He'll fire. That's a deep three, no good off the heel. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt, and it will go back to Marysville. I believe it's on Carson Gilbert. We'll check. It's not. It's on Rocky. That's his third. Marysville getting it back. 3 minutes to go in the third. They lead it 52-40. Jesperson, top of the key. Rhett Williams has it. Now it's Lauer. They set it up for Tomer, left side on the wing. Now back to Lauer. Thought about a ball fake three. Instead, hands it off to Jesperson. Who wants to drive? Pull up from 8. Good. A little floater from Sam Jesperson. He's got 5 all here in the last minute. 54-40. The lead back up to 14. Bryan inside. Lost his footing. Fell down. No call. And a steal. Then we get a whistle, and a carry is going to be called against Marysville's Sam Jesperson. That's the 6th turnover. Scott Brown, Marysville head coach, did not agree with that call. So the Redhawks will get it back. Down 14, 54-40. 2:23 left here in the third. Lauer comes out with the 3 fouls. Otot comes back in. Yeah, Hiawatha plays the final 2:20 here in the third. Down 14. They had it to within 6 just a few minutes ago, but Marysville picking up the pace, and now they come away with another steal. Otot, long pass up the floor. Rook Williams or Rhett Williams, excuse me, can't hang on to it in the corner, and he lost it out of bounds. So the Redhawks get it back, 2:05 left here in the third, trailing by 14. Here's Alcaldi with it. Cross the timeline from left to right, one-handed chest pass right side. Boswell in the corner, Alcaldi gets it back on the wing. Long pass, into the corner it goes, a deep three by Gilbert. This one too strong, and a rebound for Marysville. Here's Otot. Under 1:45 left here in the third. Marysville leading 54-40 here at Hiawatha. Impressive ball game offensively for these Bulldogs, who average 54 points a game, and that's what they have right now. Nice extra pass, ball fake inside, layup good. Devin Tomer gets his first bucket. Largest lead for the Bulldogs at 56-40, and a timeout for Hiawatha. 1:18 left to go in the third. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. The Marysville lead is 56-40. As Hiawatha, first couple minutes here of this quarter, had creeped back to within six. In the blink of an eye, a couple minutes later, it's back to a new high lead at 16. Marysville, Jack Lauer has 18 tonight. Peyton Smith has 17. And they got six apiece from Otot and Zutterman. Five from Jesperson. Alcaldi, the leading scorer for the Redhawks, with 10. Joel Bryan has 8. Gilbert also with 8. Boswell with 6. Out of the timeout, Marysville in control, leading by 16. Hiawatha with the ball, mid at 18 left here in the third. Alcaldi bouncing it left side to Rocky. Boswell in the corner. They want to set up the lob, and the layup is short, and a rebound for Marysville. It was set up, but just couldn't finish. Otot up the floor. Far side pass from Williams. It's out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touched by Hiawatha, so Marysville fortunate there to get a deflection as Lauer is back into the game. He'll replace Zutterman. A minute two left in this third. Marysville with it, leading 56-40. Jesperson to throw it in. Does so to Smith in the corner. Back to Jesperson. Curls inside the arc. Floater with the right hand. And it trickles up and in. As Jesperson now with all seven of his points here in the third. The lead is 18 at 58-40. Here's Gilbert, short corner right. Skips a pass to Boswell. Ball fake. Gets in the paint. Right side pass. Gilbert, a three. Got it. Big shot for Carson Gilbert. He's got 11. 58-43. 32 seconds left. And there's a one-handed flush. Rhett Williams from the right baseline. Nobody picked him up. And he flushed it. 60-43 Marysville. 20 seconds to go. Gilbert a layup and an offensive foul. It goes the other way. Peyton Smith drew the charge, and Marysville will get it back after the... Or wait a minute. Getting all jacked up for nothing over here is they will say it's a blocking foul. The nearside official signaled charge. Now, I certainly saw that. I guess one of the officials came in late or something. But Peyton Smith picks up the foul, his second. And so that means Carson Gilbert is shooting two. Or, correction, one. As it was an and one. So 60-46 with 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Jesperson, top of the key. Jack Lauer down to six. Has it left wing. Wants to pull up. Free throw line. Jay is good with a second to go. And that's going to end the third quarter. 20 on the night for Jack Lauer. 62-46 Marysville as we head to the fourth quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
.9 KNZA.
All right, fourth quarter, Hiawatha. They have a lot of work to do as Marysville leads 62-46. Zone defense here by the Bulldogs. Hiawatha, their first possession of the fourth. 23-17 was the Marysville advantage scoring-wise in the third, turning a 10-point halftime lead into a 16-point lead into the fourth. Here's Bryan wanting to go baseline, cut off. Good defense there by Jesperson. Here's Rocky, a floater that's well short, and a whistle, and they're going to call a jump ball as Rhett Williams got tied up underneath with Rocky, and the possession arrow will give it back to Marysville. 35 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here comes Jack Lauer back in. They've been shoveling him in and out with three fouls. But he's had a monster night with 20. Peyton Smith, not too shabby as well, with 17. Marysville's first possession here in the fourth quarter and a 16-point lead. We get a whistle and a travel's going to be called on Jack Lauer. So a turnover by the Bulldogs. We'll give it back to Hiawatha. 7:17 left, 62-46. Bulldogs in front here on the road. Lauer comes out. Zutterman into the game. Again, a little offense for defense. Trying to preserve Lauer with the three fouls. So Hiawatha gets it back. Bryan in the right corner. Up top it goes to Rocky. Swings a long pass into the corner to Barnhill, and then we get an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get David Keough trying to set an illegal screen. Team foul number 5. Lauer comes back in as Keough picks up his first. Not quite a minute into this fourth quarter. 62-46 Marysville. Winner has the pleasure of taking on the top seed and one of the best in the state, Royal Valley, on Thursday night. They hung up 84 in a huge win over Jeff West in their first-round matchup. Here's Jesperson trying to split two defenders, and we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. It'll be team foul number 6. Rest of the way, both teams in the bonus as Keough picks up his second. Jesperson to throw it in, right side of the glass. Another sub into the game. Mario Alcaldi back into the game for the Redhawks, replacing Keough. Here's Lauer in the right corner. Shovels it back to Jesperson. Back to Lauer. Works out of the corner. Gets to the wing. Stops there. Guarded by Gilberts. Into the corner it goes. Long pass skipped. Jesperson a three, too strong off the heel. Peyton Smith, an offensive rebound, keeps the possession alive. Here's Otat, the freshman, open. Rhett Williams a three, got it. 7 points for Rhett Williams, 65-46 our score. Now we have a stoppage of play here by the officials. And they're going to call a technical foul on Rhett Williams, who just made that three. And unless he said something, I The explanation being given to Scott Brown by the official, and Scott Brown is not liking that explanation. So again, it wasn't anything malicious from at least up here unless he said something. Rocky hits the first free throw, the technical foul free throw. He's got six. Second one is good as well, so whatever Rhett Williams did, head coach Scott Brown does not agree with the technical foul. So two free throws, Hiawatha gets the ball. It's still 65-48. Marysville in control with 6:20 left. So Rocky has it. Alcaldi left wing, dribbles into the corner, stop there, good defense by Otat, the freshman, long pass, high left, reset up top with Gilbert, steps left, fires a three, no good. We get a whistle and a foul. I think that's away from the ball. So away from the ball, they get Sanders Zutterman with his third foul. And it's a one-and-one scenario here for Hiawatha as Joel Bryan will shoot. Joel Bryan, 8 points here tonight, three rebounds. He's 2 for 4 at the line. Make it 3 for 5. He buries this one. He's got 9. Makes it 65-49. 6:06 left. Marysville in control. Second on the way. And that one is good. 10 points now for Joel Bryan. 15-point Marysville lead with 6 minutes to go. Nice pass. Peyton Smith inside, and he lays it in. A bucket underneath. 19 for Peyton Smith. 67-50 Marysville. And a team averaging 54 points a game all season. They've hung up 67 with 5-plus to go. There's a missed three by Gilbert on the right wing and a rebound for Otat. Now Marysville will slow the pace. Jesperson high left. 5.5 minutes to go. 67-50 the score. Williams right side pass to Lauer. They set it up for Otat inside. Backs out onto the wing, and there's a whistle and a foul, but they get... Well, one official calls it a travel, but... Looks like there had to be a foul there. We'll see. They will call the foul. So they changed the call. The officials have been a little spotty here in the second half. A lot of discussion and a few plays that have changed around. And now they're discussing once again underneath. Trying to see if the foul is on for Hiawatha. Should be free throws here. Tyler Davis, who's checked in, picks up the foul. So this will be the freshman Otat to shoot. And they will say it's a 1-1, so it's on the floor. But still, free throws here for the freshman Otat. He's a 71% foul shooter on the season. And he's good with that, so he'll get the bonus. 7 for Otat. 68-50. Marysville by 18 with 522 left. Second free throw is good as well, and the lead is 19. 69-50. Timeout Marysville. 522 left in the ball game. It's a 30 once again, so we'll keep it right here. Trying to check some other scores from sub-state action around the area tonight. And we mentioned this is the last of this sub-state semifinals as Royal Valley, Nemaha Central, and Sabetha all winning earlier tonight. So this Silver Lake sub-state semifinal game's Thursday night. Royal Valley will get the winner of this game. And the other semifinal is Nemaha Central against Sabetha. So out of the timeout, Hiawatha with the basketball. But down 19, 69-50. Bryan wants to go coast to coast. His layup is no good. Boswell gets the rebound, had it knocked away, and a steal. Now Marysville will slow it up here in the front court. Rhett Williams has it. They reverse it right side to Otot. Curls in the lane at the free throw line, and he traveled with it. 5:01 left in the game. Hiawatha gets it back, down 19. Gilbert, far side pass to Rocky. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Gilbert gets it back, right side on the wing to Boswell in the corner. Thought about a three, gets it off to Gilbert. Splits two, floater, no good. And a rebound for Marysville, brought down by Zunnerman. And they get it off to the freshman Otot, and they'll slow it up. Coming up on 4.5 minutes left in the game, all Marysville leading by 19 at 69-50. Slowing down the pace with the big lead and the ball. Time running out here for Hiawatha. They need a lot of things to happen here quickly. Jesperson, ball fake, spin, floater, pure. Oh, man, Jesperson, some touch with the right hand. He's got 9 all here in the second half. 71-50 Marysville. As we're coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth. Boswell up top it goes. Rocky has it. Bryan a three. That is too strong. And the rebound into the corner by Zutterman. And Marysville once again a chance to take off some time. Here's Jesperson. Looks left, goes back right to Rook Williams. He's on the wing, now top of the key. Stops at the free throw line. Hands it off and a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 3:42. Joel Bryan gets this one. That's his fourth. So a 1-1 opportunity here for the 6'3 junior, Rhett Williams. A couple subs into the game. Barnhill and Alcaldi check back in for Hiawatha. As Rook Williams will check back in. So here's Rhett Williams, and his free throw is good. So he'll get the bonus. He's got 8. 72-50, Marysville. This was a 6-point game early in the third quarter. But since then, all Marysville. And both free throws are good by Williams. He's got 9 in the ball game, 7 in the second half. And he'll get a much-deserved breather. 73-50, Bulldogs, 3:42 left. Alcaldi and Barnhill working it up the floor for the Redhawks. Both of these teams came in with 9-11 records. These two played in the season opener at the beginning of December. Hiawatha won the game by 1. Much different now as there's a right wing 3 that's missed by Rocky and a rebound for Zutterman. Down to 3:15 left. There's a whistle and a foul. I think after a turnover by Marysville, Hiawatha's going to shoot here as they get Jesperson with the foul, his third. And this will be Brant Barnhill to shoot. 50% charity stripe thrower on the year. The lead right now is 23 for Marysville. Jacob Rieger checks back in for the Red Hawks, taking the spot of Gilbert. Barnhill will shoot a 1-1. And he knocks in the first. That's his first point tonight. Makes it 73-51. Second free throw off the heel, too strong, and a rebound for Marysville. 3:10 and counting left in the game. 73-51. Here's Rook Williams. Gets it inside on the block and lays it in. Rook Williams, his first basket. 75-51 with 3 minutes to go. Here's Alcaldi, top of the key, now works it left, hands it off on the wing to Rocky. High right, it goes to Barnhill, into the corner with Bryant, had it knocked away from behind and a turnover. Marysville now can walk it up the floor. There are 2:45 left here in the ball game. Brooke Williams has it, top of the key, spinning away from Rieger, who just checked in. Now it's Jesperson, left side on the wing, drives, layup, no good, battle for the rebound underneath, and a whistle and a push and a foul. And if that's Joel Bryan, that's his fifth, and he is fouled out of the game. And what looks to be his final game, Joel Bryan, the senior, fouls out with 10 points and 3 rebounds. And a 1-1 coming up here for Marysville's Sanders Zutterman. And the free throw in and out, no good, and a rebound. But then a steal and a layup is good for Jack Lauer. 77-51 Marysville with 2:15 to go. Alcalde for three, that's good. 13 for Alcalde makes it 77-54. Zutterman gets it right side, a lazy pass there. That one's taken away by Alcalde, and he'll drive and lay it in for two. 15 for Alcalde, but a minute 50 to go, 77-56 the score. Then we get a whistle. We're going to get a full timeout called by Marysville with 1:45 left and leading 77-56. We'll step aside and back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Down to 1:45 left. Marysville trying to stamp it into the semifinals. A date with top seed Royal Valley looming on Thursday night at Silver Lake. As they lead 77-56 with under 2 minutes to go. It's been just a consistent night offensively for Marysville. They were lights out. Started the game by getting 23 points in the first quarter, and they find another easy bucket inside. Rook Williams now with four. 79-56 with 90 seconds to go. So for the Red Hawks, three straight losses coming into this one, and they will wrap up the season with four straight losses. They'll finish 9-12. They were 5-16 last season, so definitely an improvement in the win column. There's a missed shot and a rebound by Rook Williams. And Marysville's going to empty their bench with some younger players and just summon a timeout called for Blake Spicer is in the game. Nathan Fisher. And also Colton Shoddy. So the Young Bucks with a minute to go. And it's Shoddy with it. In between the rings out high. Top of the key it goes to Fisher. Left side pass. This is Spicer. Now Thomas Behrens, who played a little bit in the first half, right back in. Marysville just running out the clock here. A lot of perimeter passing. 44 seconds to go. 79-56 in control. There's a shot that is no good. And a rebound for Grant Barnhill for Marysville. And then a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 33 seconds to go. Free throws coming up here for the Red Hawks and Tyler Davis. They get the foul on Nathan Fisher. So Tyler Davis, not scored tonight, played a little bit earlier. He's short on the first free throw, no good. Now 8 of 14 at the line this season. And the Red Hawks again just, it fought so hard, they got back to within 6 early in the third. Second free throw by Davis is no good. But since then, Marysville took off and they led it by 16 at the end of three, and they have not looked back. Nice ball fake. Spicer had his shot blocked inside and a rebound for Rieger. And here's Tyler Davis up the floor with 15 seconds to go. And then there's a block shot that's going to go out of bounds with 11.9 to go. Marysville showing a lot of enthusiasm, and rightfully so. They were impressive tonight. Tyler Davis with 7 seconds to go, bouncing it to Barnhill right side, gets a Rieger screen. Do they even want to get a shot up? Davis with two. Rieger throws a shot up at the buzzer. That's going to count. That's going to end the game, 79-59. It is all Marysville, and they move on, and the Red Hawks season is done. Postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on Kansaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Dell, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back one final time, Chance Lincoln Studio. Great work tonight as always. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. So our 3A Substate first round doubleheader tonight was a split. Hiawatha girls winning game one, and the Marysville boys in the nightcap winning it big and impressively, 79-59, as Hiawatha will end their season with a record of 9-12, and the Bulldogs get to 10-11, and they get a date with top seed Royal Valley on Thursday night at Silver Lake. Let's run through the final numbers in this one before we get out of here. What a game for Jack Lauer, 22 points, 2 for 2 at the line, 19 and 4 rebounds for Peyton Smith. 9 points apiece from Rhett Williams and Sam Jesperson. 8 points for Willow Tott. 6 points for Sander Zutterman. Also 4 points from Rook Williams. And then Devin Tomer had 2 points as well. For Hiawatha, Carson Gilbert led the way, 14 points. Mario Alcaldi actually led the way with 15. And then mentioned Gilbert with 14. Also Joe Bryan in double figures with 10. They got 7 from Ashton Rocky. six from Cameron Boswell on a couple of threes, and then 3 points apiece from Jacob Rieger and David Keough. 15 turnovers for Hiawatha. It was 10 turnovers for Marysville. Marysville had the rebound advantage at 23-14. And Hiawatha, despite losing by 20, shot 19 more free throws than Marysville tonight. They were 18 of 27 at the line, and the Bulldogs were 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe. So again, Marysville, they move on. They'll go to Silver Lake and play top seed Royal Valley on Thursday night. The other half of that sub-state bracket is Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Again, those games will be played on Thursday night. So again, thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow, I'll be at Nemaha Central, where the Thunder Girls are taking on Sabetha in their 3A sub-state opening round game. And the winner of that game will get Hiawatha, who won again earlier tonight, 51-46 over Marysville. So again, our final scores tonight, as the week is off and running for sub-state hoops in Class 3A. In the girls' game, it was Hiawatha defeating Marysville 51-46, but it was the Marysville boys in the nightcap defeating Hiawatha 79-59. Real quick, let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Jack Lauer had 3 fouls early, so he was getting shuffled in and out pretty quick and missing a little bit of time here and there, but still managed to drop 22 points, 12 in the first half, 10 in the second half, just very efficient across the board. And Jack Lauer, the junior leading scorer for Marysville, our player of the game. Again, one final time in the girls' contest, Hiawatha victorious 51-46, and the boys' game, it was Marysville 79-59. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more high school hoops here on Kansaland Radio.